that is waiting for all the youth.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Abhi abhi geet suna.
We just heard the song.
Geet ne bhi aap sab ke dil ki baat sunai.
In the song, the wordings were about what this heart sings to Baba.
Humko Baba ke saman banana hai.
Baba, I have to become like you. The heart sings from the soul sings from the heart. Baba, I have to become like you. I will become like you. One is to know that I now belong to Baba. Baba is giving me so much. Baba's praise is so high. One is to understand Baba and then intellectually and remember him. But then the other is to remember with the heart.
Dil se yaad karna.
Remember from the heart.
Mukhya sharir mein bhi
kya cheez hai. You will notice that heart plays a very important role in the body, doesn't it?
Aur agar kisko dil de diya,
if you give your heart to someone,
to dimag,
it's like giving your life to him, and because after the heart everything follows, the head also follows.
Youth group ne
I got the news that the
TV
youth group has kept the theme opening the heart. So it's on the subject of the heart.
Checking
the heart.
Golden, silver, ye to hai.
So red, silver, golden. These are the different stages.
Socha ki jab dil se
so when I heard this,
hai,
I was thinking that when we remember Baba from the heart, then at that time it's not that we have to remember Baba. But remembrance becomes automatic, because if there is true love of the heart, then remembrance is so natural. One is to understand that I love this one. But if the heart, if the love is true from the heart, whether it is for a person or for an object, do you have to really remember that one, or is the remembrance automatic? It's automatic, is it not? It's natural, it comes in by itself. Do you have to make effort to remember that one? So when you remember someone with your heart, do you have to really work hard to remember that one? Sometimes you have to work hard to remember, is it? Even if somebody has to work hard to remember, the main reason for that is, what do you think? The main reason, actually, you know, when someone loves someone from the heart, it's difficult for him to forget that person whom he loves. It's not that he has to work hard or labor to remember that one, but maybe difficult to forget him. Like in today's Murli, Baba said that there is only one Baba. There is no one else in the blessing today. We do say, don't we, that our world is Baba. So if world is Baba, that everything is included in that world, is it not? Mind and intellect goes in the world. But when Baba is our world, then where else will the mind and intellect go? Don't we accept that Baba is our world? Baba is our world.
Sansar mein sab aa gaya.
And everything comes in the world.
Baba ek
so if Baba,
hai, Baba
and world are the same,
hai,
then the mind will not think of anything else.
Man aur buddhi kahan jayenge?
Is it not? Will the mind intellect go anywhere
else?
Yes, it may think of different relationships with Baba. That's another matter. Sometimes we remember Baba as the father, sometimes mother, sometimes friend, sometimes beloved. So these are different relationships, but it's Baba who is everything for me, is my world. So if Baba is my world, then the mind cannot go anywhere else. Is there anything beside Baba? Rather little short by lanes where the mind goes. Maybe, you know, sometimes as we have challenged Maya, so Maya also attacks in between. Does it attack? Does it attack? It does try, does it not? Because it has ruled for half a kalpa. And it won't give up its rule so easily. It will try on you because it will want its companion to be with it and not that her companion should leave her. So if you say Baba is mine or Baba is my world, then even if Maya comes, she'll not be able to do anything because I'm absorbed in Baba, immersed in Baba's love. So if someone is merged or absorbed in something, then it's like then no one can do anything to that one. So Maya will see that I am absorbed, I'm merged in Baba's love, so it cannot attack then.
एक मुरली में बाबा ने लास्ट अव्यक्त मुरली बाबा की रिवाइज कोर्स की
इन वन अव्यक्त मुरली रिवाइज रिसेंटली प्यार की बाबा की बहुत अच्छी बात सुनाई मेनी थिंग्स अबाउट Baba is the ocean of love. Baba said to have love for the ocean of love means to be merged in the ocean of love. If one is merged in the ocean of love, then that one will be conqueror of Maya easily. The youth program going on here is very good. And we have to make effort to be merged in Baba's love, absorbed, lost in Baba's love, then yoga will become very easy. Baba said in today's murli too, you are easy yogis, not difficult yogis. On our boards or hoodings too, we write, don't we, easy Raj Yoga, easy Raj Yoga center.
So sahaj yogi hai.
We are all easy yogis.
Yogi tab banenge,
but when can we become easy yogis?
Jab Baba ke pyar mein
when we are remembering Baba from the heart or merged in Baba's love.
Or
if you do have the experience of being absorbed in Baba's love, don't you? When one is lost in someone's love, then that time he doesn't see anything else. He is not able to see anything else too. He is totally lost in that with which he has love. That's why Baba has said in the murlis,
जैसे Baba ने latest Baba ने यही कहा.
Lately also, Baba said, you must do the drill, keep your mind busy in doing the drill. The drill is be incorporeal one moment and be an angel the next moment. And Baba actually practically teaches us how to perform such a drill. By keeping the mind busy,
मन अगर एकागर हो गया फिर कोई बात नहीं.
Everything becomes easy then, you know. So the most important thing is to keep the mind busy. And in order to keep the mind busy, Baba has given work to it. Baba says, be incorporeal, be bodiless, then be an angel. So in this way we keep the mind busy.
तो शिव बाबा का रूप है ही क्या? अगर हम शिव बाबा कहें तो हमारे सामने निराकारी रूप में आएगा ना?
Now, when we say Shiv Baba, what does that mean? Because Shiv Baba is incorporeal. We will not remember any corporeal being, will we? When we say Shiv Baba,
no.
But in order to meet the incorporeal Father, we have to become incorporeal ourselves. We cannot meet the Father unless we are incorporeal ourselves. Also, secondly, Baba says you have to become an angel. So, Brahma Baba is an angel. And if you just say Bab Dada, Shiv Baba is father and Brahma Baba is Dada. So, Bab Dada are soul and angel. So, Brahma Baba is angel and Shiv Baba is incorporeal. So, when you say Bab Dada, immediately you are able to realize both the forms, incorporeal form as well as the angel form. Shiv Baba is in the soul world and Brahma Baba is in the angel world. The moment you say Brahma Baba, at that moment you should be able to see Baba as an angel in front of you. And when you say Shiv Baba, the incorporeal form should appear in front of you. How many times you say Bab Dada during the day? I remember Baba told one method, double foreigners. How many times Baba said, do you say okay for everything? Don't you say okay for everything? How many times you say
okay jis samay kaho? So,
when you say okay, then understand the meaning of this phrase to okay. Oh, what does it stand for? It stands for Shiv Baba, does it not? And K stands for the kingdom. O stands for Shiv Baba, point-like entity. And K stands for kingdom, the golden age. It's not that we will become kings in the future alone. Even now we are kings, Baba said in today's Murli, that you are easy Raj Yogis, you are not subject Yogis. In one Murli, Baba had said that
अपने बच्चों को कहते हैं भाई राजा बच्चे
दिस डेज मुरली ओनली टू अस इवन इफ इट्स अ समवन फ्रॉम अ पुअर फैमिली The father will tell his child, oh my king-like son. So, oh my son, the king. So, even if he's so poor, still for a poor man, his child is like a king.
But
actually there, that child doesn't become a king. So it's just for namesake to call this child a king. But here Baba tells us you are kings and truly we are going to become kings, aren't we? We have become conquerors of our senses anyway. In that way we are already kings. We are self-sovereigns. So when Baba tells us, oh my king-like children, oh my self-sovereigns, so each one of his children is a king. Aren't you all kings? Aren't you all kings? Hope you are not subjects. Subjects will come later on. Many more subjects will be created. We are going to become the kings. We are Raj Yogis. So when we say okay, it means Shiv Baba and the kingdom. K stands for kingdom and Shiva and O stands for Baba. So we are kings now, we are self-sovereigns now and we'll be world sovereigns in the future. Of course, there will be only eight who will be world sovereigns, but then even those who come in the royal family, they too will be called sovereigns, won't they? Therefore, whenever you say okay, always remember Shiv Baba and the kingdom.
Then,
as many times you say okay, say it with the understanding. Just as you say Om Shanti, that's become our trademark to say Om Shanti whilst welcoming someone. And when someone listens to us or hears us saying Om Shanti, they very easily understand that we are from the Brahma Kumaris. In India, everybody knows that if someone says Om Shanti, it means he's from the Brahma Kumaris. But when you say Om Shanti, say it with that meaning, then that word Om Shanti also will give you so much benefit.
कोई समस्या होगी, कोई क्रोध होगा, लोभ होगा. मैं आत्मा शांत स्वरूप हूँ. अर्थ से कहो.
If there is anger or greed, that will automatically finish if you say Om Shanti, because peace does not allow greed and anger to come. It's just like you switch on the light, and just one switch on and the darkness disappears. It doesn't take long for light to spread. Darkness disappears in a second. Similarly, if you say Om Shanti, say it with that meaning, I am a soul, an embodiment of peace. Then the moment you say this, then immediately the darkness of peacelessness will disappear in a second. Similarly, you say okay. When Bap Dada also says Om Shanti,
but
when Bap Dada, as these two words are said, then the angel form and incorporeal form both should appear in front of us. And Baba wants us to do this drill, incorporeal stage and angel stage, incorporeal stage and angel stage. I gave homework to the students in Delhi that during one day, from morning till night, how many times did we say Bap Dada with the true understanding and became the embodiment of that? How many times we said Om Shanti or Bap Dada and became the embodiment of that? It's not that we have to just remember it, but we have to experience it too. That's what our aim is, is it not? To become Bap Saman. All of us want to become that. If you ask anyone in the Brahmin family, what's your aim? It'll be the same answer for each one. I want to become Bap Saman. So if you want to become Bap Saman, then if you remember Shiv Baba, the incorporeal father, then you become incorporeal too. If you remember Brahma Baba, the angel, then you too become an angel. So just as the youth group prepared the game of checking the heart, the golden, silver heart, it's a good method for checking the self, because as much you check yourself, that much improvement you will experience in you. At present, we have the sanskars of carelessness for the past 63 births. We have developed the sanskars of carelessness of 63 births, and the result is that from time to time, these sanskars interfere.
इसीलिए बाबा कहते हैं और checking सच्ची.
The checking also should be very, very honestly done. If somebody else does for you, then it is seen that because of the sanskars of body consciousness, you will not accept what others say. If somebody writes not a very good chart for you, you say, I don't think this chart is right. It's not my stage went up, down, not because of him, but it was for another reason. It was because of this or because of that. So we leave it on other things. Baba says, you have to check yourself. Instead, you should think, oh, this one must change, that one must change, that one's sanskars must change. Circumstances should change. You think in this way, then when these change, then I will change. That you should not think. Baba has told us only two things. One is self-transformation, and the other is self-respect. If I am stabilized in my self-respect, I will never think that if he changes, then I will change. Some say, let circumstances change, let situations change, let problems change, then I will become all right. No, what we need is self-transformation. Once I had told about someone outsider, he gave a lecture. In that lecture, he gave a very interesting example. He said, have you seen a river? I'm sure all of you have seen a river.
And
when it comes out from the mountains, you know, out of the mountains, then the water undergoes or goes through so many obstacles. There are trees and rocks and so many things. But the stream of water doesn't stop. It's always flowing. It's always flowing. I remember in the 14 years of the Bhatti, and after that Baba said that now you have to go on service. At that time, we were so surprised because Baba said, you have to go on service, and we thought that we would stay there all the time. We would not leave our body like that. But then Baba became avyakt, and he said these words that you have to become avyakt like Bab Dada. So each one, because there's so much love for Baba, and they lived with Baba for so many years. Every night we used to go to say good. Baba used to come to us to say good night to us, and we were with Bab Dada, Baba, Mama, all 24 hours. Like, it's true that it would be very difficult for us to leave Baba. Actually, I think this is the biggest paper some have to face, the paper of having to leave Baba and do service. So some heart melted and some became deaf, and also when it will be announced that two sisters will go there, they're like a warrant upon us. Every day we would think, oh, God knows what, who will get the warrant today. So we all loved Baba, didn't we? Then Baba saw that these sisters are melting down. They're melting away. They are melting away. So after that, Baba said,
फलाना फलाना नाम लेके
then Baba used to tell me, child,
तुम नदी हो,
are you a river?
ज्ञान गंगाएं तो है ना,
of course we are ज्ञान गंगेस, aren't we? So we are the rivers, aren't we?
नदी क्या करती है, बहती है, अगर आप बहेंगी नहीं,
so what does the river do? It flows, does it not? But what will happen if the river would not flow and just come to a standstill, then it's no longer called a river, it becomes a pond. You know, a pond is always like standing water. It doesn't flow. So then Baba would ask, those who think that I'm a pond, then you raise your hand. Baba will not send you to any center. But if you say you're the river, then you must flow. You have to go.
यानी तालाब कौन बनेगा? तालाब में तो किचरा होगा, वो होगा, तालाब कौन बनेगा?
ओके, सो हु वुड एवर वांट टू बिकम अ पॉन्ड एंड वी ऑल वांटेड टू बिकम रिवर्स, दैट मींस वी हैड टू फ्लो, सो वी हैड टू ओबे बाबा एंड गो टू सेंटर्स फॉर सर्विस. सो
तो नदी में ये अकल है.
That one said, see, a river is more sensible. It never stops. Even if obstructions come in its way, it doesn't stop. It finds a way out and flows away. But see, human souls, they find if they're obstructed and they just stop there. They don't know how to find their way out. So river means finding the way out. Means if we have the aim of becoming Bab Saman, then we should keep up to that aim and move accordingly and inculcate in qualifications accordingly. That's why we should not stop anywhere, but move forward with intense efforts. Of course, reasons will come, causes will come, obstructions will come, but your task is to change cause into a reason into solution. Like we change negative into positive. We give positive thinking courses, don't we? So our stage also should be like that. That no obstruction, no obstacle, no stoppage should stop me. But instead, we will change it from reason or cause into a remedy, into a solution. Because unless we do that, how can we become Bab Saman? That's why Baba has, in order to make our mind busy, we need to do drill. So I gave a class in Delhi Pandav Bhavan and I said, check now for the whole day how many times you did the drill during the whole day. And some said afterwards that they did it for more than 60 times during the day. And some said exactly 67 times. It's 50 years of service and 67 years of establishment, years, and then they promise that they will go even higher and higher, that they will increase the number. So it's true, it's important that we are able to keep our mind busy. Mind is like a naughty child. Nowadays, you know, even the government,
businessmen,
as well as businessmen, do in order to keep their children busy. They have toys in which the children have to use their brains. They have to use their intelligence. And this way their naughtiness will finish and they'll be kept busy. Similarly, in order to become manmana bhav, we have to first keep the mind in Baba. But if the mind is having other things, then how will it be kept in Baba? It will either be in Baba or in worldly things. That's why Baba says, keep your mind busy.
And
the method to keep the mind busy is to really feel Baba's love or have love for Baba. We all love Baba, don't we? And Baba has given us a certificate too, that it's because of your love for Baba, which is 100%. You are passed in the subject of love.
Baba se pyar hai.
Other subjects is another matter, but in the subject of love for the Father, you pass 100%. If it wouldn't have been love for Baba, why would you take all the trouble of coming so far from America, from Australia, from Africa to come to Madhuban? You know, like in India, we wear a quilt in summer, and in Hindi, the word Rajai is quilt and Rajai is kingdom. So we leave our kingdom there, all our comforts there, and come here to listen to the Murli, to stay here. Here you don't have that many comforts as you have there. But it's all because of love that you are easily able to sacrifice all that to be with Baba. So Baba gave the certificate that where love is concerned, all of you have great love for Baba. Also, what's our foundation? Our foundation is knowledge. Our foundation is love. But love is more stronger than knowledge, is it not? So our true foundation is love. Yes, some liked the subject of the cycle, the kalpa tree. But what is more important is the love of the heart. And well, before we finish, did all of you experience from your heart Baba's love? Have you experienced that love? Because it is Baba's love that has brought us here, that has brought us closer to each other, that has made us change. They show in the Bhagavad, you know, Krishna, that his mother tied him with a rope against a pillar. So Baba used to say that you have also tied Baba, haven't you? You have tied Baba with the rope of love. You have tied him so strong that Baba cannot leave you and go anywhere else. Baba cannot go anywhere else, leaving you here. Each one has a right over Baba.
Baba, kitne bhi crore atmaye ho,
you know, lekin wo, however many hundred thousands of people there may be, but
to ek ek gopi aur ek ek
Baba, they say, like, you know, in the Bhagavad, that Krishna was with a gopi. Each gopi had a Krishna. So it's not Krishna, but it is Baba. So each gopi felt that Krishna was with her. There were so many gopis, and each one felt that Krishna was with her. So it's like tying Baba in the rope of love, or with the rope of love. That rope should be strong, it shouldn't break easily. If the mind wanders around, means the string has broken, then Baba will run away. That's why Baba says, this is the string of love, and that should become strong. See, Baba has rights over us, hasn't he? And Baba has said that I am his child. Baba said, you belong to me. And I said, Baba, I belong to you, or you belong to me. So it's like both of us have promised each other that we belong to one another. Both of us have made the deal, haven't we? I say, Baba, you belong to me. The child, Baba says, you belong to me. So it's like having made a deal with Baba. That means we have all rights over Baba, don't we? And because we have rights over Baba, we can take whatever we want from Baba. And also whatever we tell Baba, that Baba is bound to do, he is made to do, he has to do. It cannot be possible that we tell Baba to do something and he doesn't do.
लेकिन सच्ची दिल पर साहब
और ही वोंट डू
ये कंडीशन
बट द कंडीशन इज आई मस्ट हैव अ ट्रू हार्ट
कोई मतलब से याद करेंगे बाबा
सम रिमेंबर गॉड
तो मेरा बाबा आपने तो कहा है ना मेरा अधिकार है
ना दे रिमेंबर
बाबा कहते उस समय मेरे को पाठ
विद अ डिजायर बाबा
याद है ना
आई बिलोंग टू यू यू बिलोंग टू मी एंड देयरफॉर बाबा यू हैव टू डू दिस फॉर मी सो बाबा से समटाइम्स चिल्ड्रन बिकम माय टीचर बिकॉज़ दे रिमेंबर मी विद
अ सेल्फिश मोटिव
Actually, you have to remember Baba with your heart, and it's impossible for Baba not to fulfill my pure desire if it is created with a positive or with a clean heart, with an honest heart. Sometimes we say, oh, why am I not getting success? Why am I not getting success? We do want success to happen, but we are not able to get the success. Then the thought comes, maybe my yoga is not good, maybe it's not my part in the drama, maybe I'm not fortunate enough. This is always thought, Baba says. What happens actually is, why we don't get the success? The reason for that is, we do create a thought. The thought we create is very pure and we create it. But along with that, another thought comes, oh, I have made this thought, but now I've also made a plan. I know the plan is very good, but I don't know whether I'll be able to get benefit or not. I don't know whether I'll be able to be successful or not. So we create doubts in ourselves only at that time. I don't know whether I'll be successful or not. I don't know how it will happen. I don't know what will happen. So and then you say, we have made so many plans, it should be successful, but I don't know how far it will go. So we create plans, but we're not able to bring them into action because we doubt ourselves. We don't allow that the thoughts to materialize into action. The word doubt may be a little strong. Therefore, instead of that, I can just say the thoughts of the weak thoughts of whether I'll be able to do or not. So even if these weak thoughts come, even to the slightest extent, then those thoughts or that thought will act like a curtain against us or in front of us. It will be like a partition in front of us and we'll not able to go across.
Baba ne humko title diya hai.
Otherwise, Baba has given us so many titles. One of them is, children, you are the stars of success. Baba is himself was ever successful, so he calls us stars of success. We have to become embodiments of success, haven't we? We have to pay attention to our efforts too. Baba said in today's murli that if till the last moment you keep on battling against Maya, then when will you enjoy the period of golden age where you will be the rulers of the you might have to come in the silver age as kshatriyas who are reaping the bondage of their Baba has said that, children, you are the embodiments of success. Success is like a garland round your neck. So why shouldn't success come? Why shouldn't you be successful? But because we have waste thoughts in us, then these waste thoughts don't allow us to be successful or don't take us to the goal of success. Some say, oh, the stage is not high because there's still time left and we will finish before the end. So I remember once Baba said, okay, children, you are weak. Understood that you are weak. But don't you also say that we stay combined with Baba? Aren't you combined with Baba? And if you say yes, then Baba is almighty authority. It's not that because you are weak that Baba also becomes weak like you because he's combined with you. No, if he's almighty authority and he is very powerful at this time and he's combined with me, then automatically I get the power from Baba easily, don't we?
लेकिन कंबाइंड को कोई अलग नहीं कर सकता
so someone who is only in your company maybe can be separated from you but someone who's combined with you can't be separated from you and if Baba is combined then why don't you take help of him
अकेले आप कमजोर नहीं हो
why do you stay alone okay if you should not be alone but supposing you say that you are alone but then you also say Baba is combined with you and he's almighty authority then why don't you color yourself in his color then you will not be left alone. But we forget that we are combined with Baba. And we then start saying, oh, I'm not able to do it. How I wish I could do it. I find it difficult. I'm all alone by myself. And so on. These are thoughts of weakness. And these weak thoughts make us more weak. And take us away from success. That's why never consider yourself to be alone. There are many many times it comes that we start having distaste for everything and everyone. We like to stay aloof, detached, alone, in solitude. We don't want to do work. We don't like to eat. We don't like to go anywhere. We just want to be with ourselves. It's like having some renunciation. And then we want to be alone. We want to go to sleep and so on. It's all because we cannot stay in a combined stage, as Baba says. Nobody can separate the two who are combined.
हमारे दिल में कभी भी मन में दिल में
so neither in our heart nor in our mind nor in anything else is just so weak thoughts about the self because the almighty father is with me
अच्छा अगर मानो कभी ऐसी अवस्था आ भी
even if a stage comes that I'm not so strong, but then once the awareness comes, oh, Baba is with me, Baba is with me, Baba is combined with me, and you start talking to Baba in your heart, then, you know, immediately you become light, don't you? And that maybe at such a heavy time, you cannot become an angel, you cannot become incorporeal, that may take time. But then don't forget your stories. Points of knowledge can make you afraid. Like today, Baba said, like Baba says in the Murlis, Baba said something very nice in the Murlis, but what did he say? We don't remember. But if you remember the knowledge as a story, then you will never be able to forget it. So if your stage goes down at that time, remember your story, what you were at the beginning, and after that, where you went, when you first met Baba, what was your stage at that time? What is your experience of that time? It may be that you did not become a Brahmin instantly, but if you remember your story of the past, then it will be freed from mental
उस समय आप समझो नहीं नहीं बाबा बाबा
if it will बीज रूप हो ना it will be it will not be able to be detached because at that time if you say oh Baba you're a point of light Baba I'm your child but at that time your stage is so weak how will you ever remember it A story is never forgotten, and therefore remember this knowledge as a story and change yourself accordingly. Each one's story is different from the other. As many times you have come to Madhuban, that many new stories you must have created for yourself. In Brahman life too, you have many stories for the self. Or of the self. What you need now is to not waste time, because once the break comes, 11 o'clock, like the 12 o'clock, the break comes, but then after that you have to make efforts again. Or if something breaks and you try to join it with an adhesive, even if it attaches, it sticks, but still the register will be marked with a red color. Sometimes, and then children try to erase. Yes, it's good to erase, but still, even after erasing, some marks do remain, don't they? Therefore, Baba always says, remain stabilized in your stage of self-respect and continue to move forward. I had given a class. Or in a workshop we had discussed on the different points of self-respect, because every day Baba gives us a new slogan for self-respect. Sometimes he gives us one type of list and the other is another type of list. And whenever you feel that this self-respect is good, then you can be in that and put it in the box. Baba said in the previous murli that you are the beads of this rosary. Remember Baba, increase one more self-respect and cross the hurdle of self-respect and go forward. You will enjoy in different ways. Sometimes think something and sometimes think the other thing. But it should always be positive, always be based on self-respect. And these two things will help me constantly. Self-respect and faith in the Father, faith in the Self. Om Shanti.
Dadiji, sabhi videshi.
Now, Dadi has finished. Of course, Meerabai is telling, all the double foreigners were very anxious to meet you. And now they are very, very happy to meet Dadi. You can clap.
All the double foreigners have been waiting for this moment to meet Dadiji in person. And today we are very, very pleased to see Dadi in front of us. And
so Meerabai is repeating.
Ki taraf se, ek minute. Sabhi videshiyon ki taraf se, aapko
so on behalf of all the double foreigners,
dete hai, aap apna amulya samay nikal karke Dadi
has taken out time to be with us. She came all the way from Shantivan just to meet you. She will go back to Shantivan. There are five groups sitting here. I will just mention those five groups and then they will come group wise on the stage. So in the morning, Meerabai said that there would be a surprise, so all of us will get drishti from Dadi.
You will be called upon the stage,
group-wise.
I will invite Chakradari Ben to come on the stage.
And I also invite Chakradari Ben to come on the stage to give toli. Dadi will give drishti and Chakradari Ben will give toli.
Sabse pehle yahan par bachchon ki retreat chal rahi hai.
There is a retreat of little children.
21 bachche,
so
21
children from 10 countries are participating in this retreat. Then there's a youth retreat. 150 youth from 21 countries.
Vartaman samay 400 se bhi videshi.
There are over 400 double foreigners from 42 countries, and many more are coming. We have made plans for self-progress too. There's a Mahavir group, there's a Shakti group, there's a introvert group of Kumaris. They are also making good efforts in different ways.
So today we will invite first children to come
the children to come in line on the stage.
All the children
come from that end. Remove your shoes down.
Take drishti from Dadi
and Toli from Chakradhari Ben. And go and from the other end.
The children, after the children, the coordinators of the youth retreat, only the coordinators will get up. And I will mention who will come later after the coordinators, group wise.
So
when you come on the stage, please
when you come
don't
on
sit
the stage,
or stand. Just take drishti and keep moving.
Don't sit or stand, but just
so
keep
that everybody
moving.
Gets
take drishti, take tuli,
and we will maintain total silence
and
so that
leave.
We can invoke Bab
so
Dada
we will stay
and experience
in silence and invoke
while
Bab
taking
Dada.
Drishti. As if we are taking drishti from Bab Dada himself,
feel that we
experience
are
the meeting
from
with Bab Dada
himself
in the presence of Dadi here. Keep moving, take drishti and keep moving.
Om Shanti.